What's up, guys? This episode is brought to you by our favorite budgeting app, Every Dollar. Rachel and I love Every Dollar because it is the easiest way to take control of your money, build the right habits, and make progress on your goals. You can download it for free on the App Store or Google Play today.
Hey guys, I'm Rachel Cruz.
I'm George Camel.
And this is
Smart Money Happy Hour.
Cheers, George.
Cheers.
Fantastic mocktail.
That's what we need.
Well, this is the show where two friends who happen to be money experts talk about what you're talking about. So everything from pop culture, current events, and money.
And in today's episode, we are trying to save a buck by outsmarting the government and corporations with a wide variety of money loopholes.
I know.
How hard is it to outsmart the government? That feels like a low bar.
It's a big day for us, though, George. I mean, we're going to talk about contract law to taxes. I mean, everything. Ready? How to get free Starbucks.
Love it.
The cash prizes hidden in all those terms and conditions on products that we buy. The tax loophole that could involve dead bodies.
Disconcerting, but interesting.
Dateline Rachel loves it. and some loopholes that are really just holes. And
more like a pothole.
And you don't want to do that. You know, it's illegal. We don't want to do that one. So we're going to talk about it all, you guys. It's going to be great. But what are we sipping on, George?
We are sipping on a grapefruit coconut cooler mocktail. And don't be fooled by the Pepto-Bismol vibe it's giving. It's actually really good.
It's actually very delicious.
So for the mocktail lovers.
Thick as it looks.
It looked viscous from afar. You know what I mean?
Viscous. Oh my gosh. Viscous.
There's your word for the day. So stick around till the end. We'll give you the rating. We'll reveal the cost per glass. And the recipe will be in the show notes. So stick around till the end.
That's right. Okay. So a loophole, George. Everyone's kind of looking for a loophole. They're looking for a way to kind of like beat the system, figure out how they could take advantage of a situation when something is presented to them.
Skirt around a rule, a law.
That is legal, right? So a technical loophole is like...
Well, according to Merriam-Webster, loopholes are a means of escape, especially an ambiguity or omission in the text through which the intent of a statute, contract, or obligation may be evaded.
Okay, so here's like a great example. Are you ready for this? So New York City, on their subway system, they said you can't have a live animal on the subway unless...
Can you have dead animals?
Oh my gosh, George, you can't have an animal on the subway. But if you do, it has to be in a container. So then you got people... bringing on big containers. You got a lady, true story, she carried a 52-pound dog on a backpack that was a container, right? So everyone kind of figures out their way around the rule is basically what that means.
Yes.
But that's
this is real. I lived in New York for about 6 years and always went on the subway. Subway's crazy and there's always some animal and they're always in a container, but I've never realized
what kind of containers are you talking about? Like a tote bag?
We have a lot of purses, little dogs in purses.
Okay. Oh, for
sure. Like a big dog.
And like carts too. But there's bigger dogs in like carts or like crates, I would say. But that's not common. I wouldn't say I see a, like a big
all
dog.
All the time, yeah.
I'd be
but
more
people
worried
find
for the
a
dog.
Way to get around the rule.
Yeah, they find
right?
a loophole.
Like,
yeah.
Like
that's the heart of this.
They figure it out. Yeah. So when it comes to money specifically, though, George, not animals in the subway, but money, there are loopholes. And there's really, really two big categories for this.
Yes. The first one is kind of the fine print loopholes. So this is when you comb through those terms and conditions, which this is what I do on the weekends, and you're looking for discounts, refunds, freebies that you might be entitled to. Things where you're like, ooh, that could help me out. So finding these little money-saving hacks in the fine print,
that really feels like
a win.
Okay, so you're kind of joking about it, but for real, how much of the fine print do you rate?
Like terms and conditions, no. But do I skirt around like refund policies?
Okay.
Or do I read?
Is it how big of a purchase do you have to make in order to read the refund
policy?
Oh, it's
not policy. I'm petty. It doesn't matter. It could be a dollar.
No.
Yeah.
No, George, seriously?
I've done this at Hobby Lobby.
Oh, my
no.
I've done this at Target. Hobby Lobby, they would
I'm
not.
I'm so sad for your soul.
So Hobby Lobby, I bought
I feel
some.
Like I need to free you.
I bought a mirror online.
Some bondage you're in.
Bought a mirror from Hobby Lobby online.
No.
And it was like, this ain't the mirror. Or it was broke. Whatever. I go to return it. It is fully in the box. Well, they have to open the whole box to inspect it before they can return it. Then they're like, we can only give you a gift card. I'm like, I didn't purchase it with a gift card. I purchased it with money out of my bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, we can't do that. Now I looked at the refund policy right by the register and I went, no, it says that you can refund through the method of purchase that was used.
Okay.
So finally, well, we can do cash. I'm like, yeah, that's money. After 15 minutes of sitting here, with there's managers involved. I'm holding up the line at Hobby Lobby, which was only one register open.
Always, yeah.
God bless them. Yeah. And so that was a one loophole. The other one is the no receipt return. When I'm at Target and they refuse to return, like, do you have a receipt? I'm like, I don't. And they're like, well, we can't return this. And I go, well, just do a no receipt return. And it's like, they're like, dang it, this guy's
good.
They
got him.
Like, well, can I have your license? Sure. So you can do that up to a few times a year with each store, and they'll do a no receipt return.
Okay.
And just give you, they'll give you credit. They won't give you cash, but.
Well, George, this is why you're employed at Ramsey Solutions.
Fine print.
The Fine Print Podcast.
To give us what you need. Yeah. Because according to a 2020 social experiment from proprivacy.com, only 1% of subjects read the terms and conditions. So you're part of the one.
You're telling me you're one out of 100 people are reading the like Apple iPhone terms and conditions when they do an update?
I bet so. You think more?
No, I think less.
Oh, no, I would say there's enough of you in the world that do this.
I don't, personally, I don't read terms and conditions. I only read it when it's like I'm trying to get something.
Okay, that's fair.
Not when I'm worried about like, what am I signing up for here?
Okay, so here's what I love about the internet though, is because some people, this is like their world, and this is what they do. So our friend Erica Kohlberg.
Yes.
Who, I've been on her podcast. She's wonderful. She was...
You've seen her on TikTok or Instagram or whatever. I mean, she's Erica's huge.
Yeah. And so she is a lawyer, and now she's taken those skills and said, hey, here, as a consumer, an everyday consumer, here's how you can take advantage of these terms and conditions.
And it's all moral. It's all legal. There's nothing like sketchy about it.
The companies literally put it out there. She does a lot of travel, which I love. Yes. I think it's so great.
So here's a few fun ones from her page. Number one, compensation for overbooked flights. Mm-hmm. So this has happened to all of us at some point. They go, hey, sorry, the flight's overbooked. Someone willing to, you know, get bumped off of this thing. Well, you're entitled to compensation for that, not just a rebooked flight. And the amount varies, but if the airline can get you to your destination within 1 hour of your flight's original arrival time, you get $0. But that's pretty rare.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You're looking for a flight that's happening another hour from now, not happening.
Yeah. To the same place.
Yes. So the longer you're delayed, the more money you get, up to 4 times the original one-way ticket price. That's some fine print. So the exceptions, if there's an aircraft change or weight issue on the plane that forces the plane to bump you, no compensation.
Yep.
So that's a fun one. And there's a personal hack I use. There's a website called flightrights.gov. I think it was put into place by Pete Buttigieg so that people could go online to this website, flightrights.gov, and see exactly what their airline owes them for a delay, for overbooking, and what their rights are as consumers. So that's actually something I'm a fan of. The government did something cool for once.
Yeah, I think that's great. Let's give them credit where credit's due. Because if you pay money to go travel with a company and they can't fulfill that promise for whatever reason— as a consumer, you're left hanging in the balance. So do you get any level of compensation or perks or whatever it is?
It happened recently to me. Our flight was canceled. It was like 1 or 2 a.m. My wife is in her third trimester, and we're trying to – it's just like – it was terrible.
Terrible.
So we ended up getting like $600 in vouchers.
Yeah.
And in a meal ticket and all of that stuff from Southwest for the issue. So
well, there you go.
Know your rights, people.
Okay, you ready for this one?
Hit me.
Free Nike shoes. So if you have a tear or a rip in your Nike shoes, the return policy is very interesting. You actually get new ones for free as long as it's been less than 2 years since the manufacturing date. And you get a brand new pair or a gift card with the same value as what you purchased with. And you can find that date usually like inside the shoe. So like
on
in the tongue of the shoe or the side of the shoe.
Wow.
But yeah, who knew that?
I don't think I have any Nikes that are like, mine are more than 2 years old probably. So I think it's too late for me. But that's good to know.
I'm not like a big shoe. I think I have like New Balances.
Yeah. The comfy sneakers I own are On Clouds and New Balance.
Don't I have New Balance too? Is that what I said?
New Balance are back. I think you guys are New Balance, right?
That is what I said.
New Balance, you guys are on
trend. I got
them
when I became a dad. I was like, I think I need to own New Balance shoes now.
Yes, very, very Steve Martin.
Not like mow the lawn dad shoes. These are like pretty cool.
These are cool.
Another hack, Starbucks free refills. At participating stores, you can use your registered Starbucks card or app to purchase a beverage and then get free refills. So if you bought hot coffee, iced coffee, cold brew, hot tea, or iced tea, lemonade not included, you can get a free refill while you're in the store. So you can't like leave for hours and come back. You have to be like working in the store for a while, which is pretty rare.
But
these
you
days.
Have to use it on the app, the first purchase?
As long as you have scanned your app or card.
Okay. Okay.
You have this bonus because you're kind of a Starbucks reward member at that point.
Okay, gotcha.
But even if you didn't get a nice coffee for your first purchase, you can get a refill of one of those different drinks. Okay. So it doesn't work on your fancy lattes, sorry, ladies and gentlemen. But if you're like me and you get like black drip coffee or just cold brew, this is a great option. It can save you money.
Yeah, for sure. Free refills.
And it has to be during the same store visit. So that's the rule.
That is the rule. Okay. Because for someone like me that had no clue this would happen, it's not like these people offer you these things.
They're not going to like
Southwest isn't going to say, oh my gosh, here's
you know you're entitled to compensation for your delay, right?
Yeah, or Starbucks is going to be like, we'll give you the free refill, right? Like you got to know this stuff. That's why we're here for you people.
What's up, guys? If you want to be better with money, your first step is to start budgeting with Every Dollar. This is the app Rachel and I both use, and trust me, it's great because it gives you everything you need to make budgeting easier, faster, and dare I say, even enjoyable.
Yeah, I think you can say that, George. I mean, it's pretty enjoyable to have more money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens when you're intentional with your spending. Guys, download Every Dollar for free on the App Store or Google Play today.
When's the last time you were even in a Starbucks?
I was going to say, I'm not a Starbucks person. I don't get it.
She wouldn't darken the door of a Starbucks.
No, it's not that I wouldn't darken the door. It's just, I don't know.
Well, you're not really a coffee person. You've made that very clear. If Winston's going to get coffee out and about, this is my Winston reference for the episode, by the way. Where's Winston going to go?
He'd go to Starbucks.
Yes.
London Fog.
Oh, that's his drink of choice?
He would do a London Fog, yeah.
Wow. Uh-huh. That's Earl Grey plus milk?
Yep.
What a man of class. I imagine he wears a peacoat when he wears this. Maybe a Donegal tweed of sorts? A herringbone, if you will?
I'm going to say a Carhartt jacket.
That makes more sense.
I don't know.
That's a real man right there. You got to, when you're in the tundra, just you wear
give
a Carhartt.
Just give me a Keurig. And I'm good to go.
All right. Reflux as soon as you said that.
In this day and age, George, the conditions, it's like a Wild Wild West out there, those terms and conditions, you know?
And there's some prizes in there.
There are. So a high school teacher from Georgia, she won $10,000 when she found a contest hidden in the fine print of a travel insurance policy.
It's so weird.
It is a little different, isn't it?
Why would the travel insurance place be like, hey, let's put a random 10 grand contest in here.
I don't know, but
like if you see this, you win.
So here's what's funny though. In 2017, a Manchester-based Wi-Fi company inserted a joke clause binding all of its users to 1,000 hours of community service.
Like if you agree to our Wi-Fi terms, you now have to do 1,000 hours
of community service. And that's what's funny is I'm like, you just pay for something. You're not reading the fine print.
You can put whatever you want.
And what
there.
Did they buy? They didn't uphold that. It was like a total joke. But just to prove the point that like nobody reads this stuff.
This is disgusting. It included cleaning toilets at festivals, scraping chewing gum off the streets, and manually relieving sewer blockages. What does that even mean? Manually review? What?
George can't even handle it. And here's what's crazy. 22,000 people about agreed in a two-week period to do it.
I'm surprised they
got
that many
customers. But they did not enforce
it.
Again, it was to prove a point.
Ha, so, ha, 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 ha. Oh
my gosh. Okay. I am curious if y'all have read anything in your terms and conditions that are crazy. So put it in the comments because I feel like there's stuff out there that happens and people that are actually do their due diligence sees it.
Yeah. The other type of loophole we need to talk about is tax and investing loopholes. These are juicy.
So there's a lot of popular or kind of strange money loopholes. Someone called them kind of ludicrous loopholes. Luda.
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 Luda. Yeah, a little side hand there.
I found my first love. I could rap for you if you wanted me to, George.
Is this like your rap you did with Denise for your phone voicemail? It's Rachel and Denise. Leave a message. We're not home, so leave a message. That's literally what it was.
This is
right?
Rachel and Denise's line. You know what to do. Leave a message. We'll get back to you.
That's it.
When I was 16.
I got my first
love.
Well,
Lord help us all.
Speaking of ludicrous.
Anyways, what are some crazy loopholes, George? Does some of them involve dead bodies?
This one does.
Get ready, people.
Here's a loophole. You can bury a family member on your land to avoid paying property taxes.
Because it would be considered technically a cemetery.
What? Technically, it would be zoned as a cemetery, and places of burial are exempt from property taxes typically.
Okay, so, property taxes, they're expensive in our world today, George.
But here's the caveat. You can only avoid property taxes on the small section of land that is used as a burial ground.
Oh, okay.
So unless you had like a, you know, 4-acre
grave. A massive
grave,
monument.
Which I think I will have. You know, looking at the impact I've already had.
Will be for you, George. I feel like a world changer is what he is.
I'm guessing there'll be a theme park. There's like, there's Dollywood and there's Camelwood, you know? I don't know. Think about it.
Yeah. All right. Next loophole is to treat your HSA account as a retirement account.
This one I'm actually a fan of.
Yes. So basically, they offer triple tax advantage with the money if it's long-term, not health-related, right?
So the money you put into your health savings account, it's tax-deductible, it can grow tax-deferred, and then you can take it out tax-free if you use it toward medical expenses that are qualified.
That's right.
That's
exactly
what makes it triple tax. Okay.
But then if you keep it until you reach the age of 65, you can use it basically as a 401k. So it's just another vehicle to grow your money.
And it becomes like a traditional 401k or IRA. So you'll pay, you know, your normal taxes on the money as you withdraw, but that's still pretty sweet because compound growth until you're 65.
Yeah, it's great.
That's amazing.
All right, next, George, move to Puerto Rico.
That wasn't on my bingo card.
I know.
What's the deal with this one?
So you get a 0% tax rate on capital gains and 4% fixed income tax rate.
All right.
So some people have considered this, and I did hear this about some people that we know. I don't know if it happened.
But they were considering.
They had bought into a company early on. The company sold, and they were going to walk away with, I'm going to say, $12 to $20 million. Like
That's a lot of money.
And they considered going to Puerto Rico. I think it's up to 6 months. So you don't have to pay the taxes to a certain point. Save a lot and then look back here.
I think there's worse places to live than Puerto Rico as far, you know.
There are smart ways to do your taxes. And if you want to get all the deductions and qualify for what you legally can qualify for, make sure to talk to a pro this year. And that's what George and I do. So visit RamseySolutions.com/taxpro to find someone in your area. Sit down and figure out those
taxes. They'll help you do everything by the book.
That's right.
So you don't go to jail. That's helpful.
Yeah, we don't want that for you.
All right, next up on our loophole list when it comes to money, use a backdoor Roth IRA.
Yes.
This is a great one.
And rumor has it, it may not last forever.
Oh, like they were trying to get rid of it.
We'll see, yes, because the Roth IRA has an income limit. And if you make that much, you don't qualify for it. But the loophole is you sign up for a traditional IRA, and in the same setting, you can transfer it to a Roth. It's like signing the paper for the traditional, and then you sign this paper for the Roth.
So basically, you're using after-tax money to fund the traditional IRA, and then you can just convert it to Roth.
Because
you've essentially already paid taxes on that money.
So it's still a Roth IRA. But even if you don't make that income limit, you can do the back door, which is legal.
And high income in this regard, this is the law, $161,000 of single and $240,000 for married couples.
Yes, is the limit.
As of this year, yes. So if you make more than that,
you do the back door.
You can go back door.
Yep. So if you want to explore some of this, make sure to talk with a financial advisor.
Booyah.
All right, this is a crazy one, George.
This is involving real estate.
The old 1031 exchange.
If I had a nickel for every time I did one of these, I'd be broke, Rachel. This is something Dave Ramsey has done and recommends to people who are in the situation.
Yeah.
So the 1031 exchange allows you to avoid paying capital gains tax when you sell an investment real estate property. And the deal is you're reinvesting the profits into another similar property.
Yes.
So you have up to 180 days to fully purchase that new property. This can't apply to your primary residence, only investment property. So like rental houses, office buildings. And you're really just deferring the taxes until later. But it's a great way to use the equity you've built to upgrade that investment property without having to pay the piper here.
Yeah. You just keep moving it, moving it, moving it. And that's what people do.
Booyah.
It's great. So again, a little loophole for you. People.
That one's legit. And so a lot of these we like are actually good and we recommend. Not all of these loopholes are like scams, but some of them are dicey.
Yep. Okay, now some of these, George, no bueno.
These are the potholes instead of the loopholes.
I'm going to throw it out there. Credit card points.
People think like this is a – I am beating the system, Rachel.
I know. And here's the deal. I think there are times where people do it, right? And they figure out a way and all the things. But in my head, I'm like, I just don't want to play the industry game.
Yeah.
I will save up and pay for a trip. I'll do what I need to do and be free from all the, like, the loopholes.
Yeah. I have a friend, Rachel, who's very successful. He makes, like, $40,000 a month. And he's always telling me, like, oh, dude, I got to the lounge and I got the free hotel. And I'm like, yeah, you make $500,000 a year and you spend a whole bunch of that on your credit card. But for the average American, this is not a winning game to go spend $25,000 in order to make $1,000
right,
back.
Right, right, right.
It doesn't make sense.
Yep, that's right.
And these companies are winning. They know how to get you to spend more through switching cash back to points and airline miles and confusing you and devaluing the points and blackout dates. So it's not worth it.
Nope, not at all. Also, not reporting income paid via Zelle to the IRS.
There's loopholes, and then there's tax evasion.
Yeah,
this one would fall into tax evasion.
Make sure you have, yeah, everyone pays their taxes. 1099, W-2, whatever it is.
Yeah, there's a new one called 1099-K that the government's now looking into. 1099-K is the form for those who made money through Venmo and PayPal. And so Zelle somehow got excluded from the requirement, but you know the government's going to get their, they're going to get their coin.
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
So report your income to the IRS. I know it's not fun, but don't stick it to the man
Let's
in this way.
Let's be honest.
Be
Let's
an
be
upstanding honest. Citizen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think the idea here is to check your motives, right? We want to be smart. If there are loopholes that are legal, take them to your advantage.
Great.
Why would you not? But we're not going to skirt the system illegally either. So
be a person of character.
That's right. That's right. I mean, yeah, we've used some of these, the backdoor Roth and the HSA. I mean, there's some great things to use.
I look forward to using the 1031 exchange.
Oh, that's a good goal, George. Good
Play
goal.
That card when
For
I have
sure.
that rental property I'm looking to sell.
Oh my gosh.
One day.
All right, George, it's almost the end of the episode, and we close out every episode with
Guilty as Charged.
And this is where our producer, Skylar, gives us a new Guilty as Charged question every week. And if we are guilty, we take a sip.
Have you ever exploited a return policy to get a refund for a used item?
Oh,
Ooh, that's
gosh.
A good one.
Which time is the question for me? Exploited a return policy?
Yeah, to get a refund for a used item.
Dang.
So maybe you went past it a little bit, or you used the clothes, or something in that realm.
Yeah.
Man. No, but I can tell you a recent thing I did in the same level. Maybe not the same level. No, return policy, I don't think. I did tell my girls, though, we were at Disney earlier this year with a friend for 2 days, and you had to be 8 years old or 9 years old or 8 years old to ride a certain ride without a parent. And I told Amelia, just tell him you're 9.
Like, hi, I'm 9.
Tell him you're
That's
9.
That's not suspicious?
I know. But
my best and biggest one, Rachel, was definitely like Costco. Again, it's not like against the return policy, but it's sort of this like, really? When you return something that's like 3 years old, like a vacuum.
I know.
And
really?
Then they're just like, but here's the thing. They don't care. They really don't. Unless you're doing this ongoing and you're trying to like, really like make money off of this scheme, they don't care. And it truly was like, I'm like, Costco, if you're not happy with the product at any time, you can return it. That's the rule.
That's a pretty like generous return policy.
But the one that irked me to where I was like, I felt like I won was the Target one, where I returned an item from one Target to another Target in the same day. For some reason, I had to go to a different Target, you know, in the area. And they were like, we can't return this. And I was like, why? They're like, well, you need to wait 24 hours between purchases from different Targets to make a return. I'm like, well, I can't go. I can't come tomorrow. So I was like, this is ridiculous. You know, I have the receipt. And so she's like, I'm sorry, this is the rule. And I went, well, screw the rule. And I crunched up the receipt and said, I'd like to do a no receipt return. And she was just like, okay.
George,
let's see your
ID. Sticking it to the man.
And I know it was a tiny win for mankind. But it was a big win for George.
But you step forward in life.
And I got it back.
That's actually pretty great. Hey.
I just think some policies are dumb and like
That's what's hard for me.
Should be broken.
There's stuff that happens. You're like, it defies common sense. That makes no sense.
But most people just follow a corporate script. They're just doing their job.
Sure, totally, totally. That's why I hate to get mad at employees, because I'm like, literally have to follow this like book of rules.
Yeah, my wife usually, we're in a fight after any time. She's like, you were so mean to her. I was like, I wasn't mean. I was firm. That's all. I wasn't unkind. I never yell at someone. I never call them names. I'm just like, that's not okay. Okay. We need to do better.
You've got a good one. I don't really have one.
Well, call me if you ever run into a customer service situation.
I'll be like, George, what do I do? Terms and conditions.
George. Probably call Winston. He's much more intimidating.
You can figure it out.
Second Winston reference for the episode. There you go.
Okay. I think you finished faster than me. It was a little too sweet for me.
This was the grapefruit coconut cooler mocktail.
Yep.
It was good. I'll say that. It has ruby red grapefruit juice, cream of coconut, and agave. So I think the agave maybe made it too sweet. Because the cream of coconut,
well, I would say this
grapefruit
too.
Juice.
We are recording this in a before spring, winter, evening.
This is a great summer,
I'm like,
spring.
If I was by a pool right now, I think I could do it.
You can vibe.
So don't shut off the mocktail.
Yeah. We've had worse mocktails, I'll say that.
That is true. In the right environment, it'll be great.
And here's the price. You're going to love the price. $1.05 for this. What's your rating on it?
7 out of 10.
All right. I'll go 8 out of 10. Mm-hmm. It could be a little more complex, you know, a little more zip and zang. But other than that, I think it's solid for a mocktail.
It's fair.
So you can find the recipe in the show notes. Give it a try. Give it to the children. They will think it's like Nesquik, I promise you.
That is true. The kids will love it. My kids will love it. Well, you guys, it's closing time. Make sure to leave a comment for us. We love to hear
all your
reviews.
Maybe they're money loopholes. Leave those in the comments if you have some to share with us.
We want to hear all of it.
That are legal and not immoral.
Yeah, we're going to go legal here. Follow the law. Make sure to subscribe because there is an all-new episode next Thursday of
Smart Money Happy Hour.